Good afternoon.
This episode is brought to you by Wiley's something.
Fencing Outdoor. Man, I'm loud. Brought to you by Wiley's Fencing Outdoor. We might even give a shout out to Texas Pools and Patios now that we have Mr. Omar on there with us today. You also got Lyle's Lawn Care. Was that Real Lawn Care? From the RLC. Good dude. Does great work. So here we are. Tail end of football season. It's the last couple of... Well, actually, that was the last playoff game yesterday. We just got the Super Bowl to look forward to. Mr. Almost goddamn rock solid going to be in the Super Bowl every fucking season. Tom Brady's going to...
10 fucking Super Bowls. 10!
10. 10 out of 21.
Jesus, dude.
And that's what I was... So, I don't know if some people saw it. I haven't researched it to see if it's 100%. But I did see where... They compared Tom Brady's Super Bowl statistics, his stats, versus Steph Curry, and Steph Curry shooting three-pointers. Steph Curry is lifetime 43%. Tom Brady, Tom Brady making it to the Super Bowl lifetime is 47%.
Almost, I was going to say, it's got to be close to 50.
He's made it 10 years out of the 21 years he's been in the league. That dude is more money than Steph Curry shooting a three. And I can tell you this, I'd put money on Steph all day, every day.
Every day.
That guy was fucking money. Fucking Tom Brady. Jesus.
All right, so let's recap. It's been a minute since we've been here.
Yes, it has.
In the divisional round, there was a play that happened toward an end zone. I was working. I didn't get to see it. But it almost broke Twitter. Describe to me what happened.
So, that play, yeah, we were I don't remember where we were. We were over at Jerry and Nina's watching that on the patio. And you see the guy catch the football, and he's making the diving effort to try and get into the end zone and put some points on the board. Browns player, right? Sorensen comes across from the middle of the field.
This is Chiefs Browns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorensen comes across from the middle of the fucking field, ear holes this dude, crown of his helmet. There was no... Nope. He laid it out. He targeted him. That was... I could throw fucking 16 different flags if the NFL really gave a fuck about player safety. If they really cared. Here's where you know that they don't care. One, helmet-to-helmet contact, illegal use of the helmet, spearing,
yeah.
Defenseless player,
oh, yeah.
All of that's not reviewable. So the only thing that happens is this dude gets hit in the ear hole, probably went unconscious for a minute, dropped the fucking football, and it went out of bounds because he fumbled it forward, and it went out of bounds on the right hash, and that's a touchback. Well, actually, it's a touchback. So the ball goes to the Chiefs, and Browns lost the ball. So I guarantee you, this offseason, 100%.
That's going to change.
All those things are going to become reviewable plays, and that's that. I mean, it's the
I
tuck
don't
rule. Remember it's tuck rule bullshit.
Remember last year, New Orleans got totally jobbed out of going to the Super Bowl because changed.
Dude, so if anybody in the NFL is listening to us.
Good luck with that.
Highly doubtful. But if any of y'all are and you really want to take this shit serious, like you can't. You can't have referees completely fucking over a team and screwing them out of a fucking Super Bowl berth and expect everybody to go, oh, yeah, we trust you 100% that Vegas isn't involved in this. Bullshit. Vegas is 100% involved in this, and that's the only reason that shit ever goes down the way it goes down. Because even in this situation, this was at the fucking pylon. The ref was standing right there. Like, he had to move... So he didn't get hit.
Oh, shit.
So you know, you just watched that dude stick the crown of his helmet in that other guy's ear hole.
Damn.
And right, you didn't throw a flag. Now, here's the other thing, though. That, and tell me if you don't feel the same way. Like, looking at the last two playoff games, especially just Sunday.
Right.
The refs really have been just letting these guys play.
Right.
That's the least flags I've seen thrown in a football game all season.
Let me ask you a question real quick. How does Brady throw three interceptions
and still win?
And still win the fucking game?
Because he's fucking Brady.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, they were talking about that, dude. It's like if Jameis Winston would have been out there,
right?
He'd have thrown three. He would have thrown two interceptions. The entire fucking team would have quit. They would have shut down. They'd be like, "Nope, we ain't got a shot. We ain't got a chance. You're off tonight. We're fucked." But it's Tom fucking Brady. Brady's like, "Hey, get your ass back out there. And when I throw you the fucking football, how about you catch it this time?
When it hits you in the hands, you catch it."
Yeah.
Now,
I'd like to say that. But Evans, the one that he had that went off his fingertips,
yep.
That was a hot pass.
Yep.
It was high. You know, that's the shit. That's the chance that you're running when you throw those passes. I like the fact of what Brady's been doing, because Brady's been throwing a lot like Patrick Mahomes this year, and where he's throwing those ropes.
I'm all about the Green Bay Packers getting eliminated from the fucking playoffs. Fuck them. Fuck Green Bay.
I saw a picture of Aaron Rodgers in a Raiders uniform.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, please go to that fucking shithole team.
Please, please do. Please do. And just be the mediocre POS you are. I hate that dude.
There were so many people that just hate fucking Aaron Rodgers. I've never sat down with the guy. I don't know him, so.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not going to do it on the podcast. This actually goes over the ether, but there's, you know, rumors swirling around.
The fact that he's not a very nice guy. I mean, those rumors are out there. Like, a lot of people are like.
There's a lot more than that.
But again, you know, I've never met the guy. Maybe he's an asshole to people he doesn't know. Maybe he's tired of fucking trying to take a shit and somebody standing outside the shitter door wanting
maybe
to get a
fucking
autograph.
Maybe he's tired of
fucking
living in Green fucking Bay, Wisconsin. Who the fuck wants to live in the frozen tundra? Jesus.
Didn't Brett Favre move back there after he retired?
There's no goddamn way.
Moved back somewhere up
there. He went to Mississippi, dude. Didn't he, Mississippi, dude?
I have no idea, but I want to say moved back.
It was Ole Miss?
He's back up in Wisconsin somewhere.
No,
at least
he
he's got
not.
Property up
There's
there.
No way. He's down in, I swear to God, it's like Mississippi.
I mean, if I grew up in Mississippi, there ain't no damn way I'm living in the frozen tundra. That's for fucking sure. That's cold.
You know what comes out of Green Bay? Shame and pregnancy tests. That's all that comes out of Green Bay.
And cheese.
Shame and pregnancy tests.
And
that's
cheese.
It. That's it. I hate it. It's a shithole.
But you don't.
There's no redeeming quality to Wisconsin, period. Right. I will put that out there.
No, there's not. But I will say this, though.
Fuck your cheese curds, Brett.
No, I don't even like cheese.
Come on.
Oh, I don't know. I can get behind a good Gouda every once in a while. But no, what I was going to say, though, was Tom Brady still has an arm. And that's the thing. He's been throwing bombs this season.
I'm shocked at that.
I'm surprised. I mean, at his age, as long as he's been throwing a football, I mean, that was one of the reasons why Joe Montana said he was retiring. It's like his shoulder was all fucked up. He was tired of fucking – it was hurting him all the time.
That and his fucking knees. Yeah.
And then you had old concussion fucking Young right there behind him, you know. I'm glad that guy's not just standing up there on ESPN shaking.
Steve Young. Yeah.
Steve Young had to have – he got the extra crown. I think he was one of the first fucking quarterbacks to have that extra fucking thing, shell stuck on top of his head.
No shit.
Pretty sure he was. Yeah, you know, concussion protocol. Speaking of concussion protocol, how the fuck do you think Mahomes got through that shit?
From what I heard
– oh, he just tweaked his neck.
It wasn't even a hit to the head. It was more of a...
No, but that motherfucker was lost as shit. If you saw his face when he stood up, that motherfucker was confused as shit.
There's a goofy thing. How did he look during the game?
His toe was hurt. He was limping around.
Well, yeah,
he's got turf.
He's got turf toe, for sure.
Yeah, he was gimped up. But, I mean, he was throwing the football well. He was doing everything right.
I don't think that was a concussion. Everybody that I've listened to said...
You ever seen a motherfucker stand up and you can tell that the lights ain't on?
Yeah, it's more of a nerve thing. It wasn't a concussion of the head. It was more of a...
Well, I don't care what they want to call it. All I'm saying is when that dude stood up...
It was clear that he didn't know where the fuck he was, for sure.
Lights were on, but it wasn't nobody home. Now, I've seen guys that could actually, that have fought their way out of the bad positions in the UFC. Like, that motherfucker's out like a motherfucker on his feet, but he's still throwing hands. he still gets some
As we
to get
pivot,
one.
Dude, I watched the Max Holloway,
Calvin Kattar.
Calvin Kattar. Jesus.
Omar.
Yeah. No.
That was a fight.
I didn't have anything to say about the football because the last time I paid attention to football was a sophomore in high school. But yeah, no, I did watch that fight, and
dude, that was a clinic.
It was the pace that Max Holloway carried was
insane, dude. I mean, I'm sorry, that was a goddamn clinic.
It was amazing to watch.
It was I'm telling you right now, it's the fight of the year.
Definitely fight of the year. Contender.
Contender? It's got to be.
But,
I mean, he was putting a clip. All right, so let me ask you something. Did you believe in the fourth round that maybe this dude, maybe they should have called the fight?
If it was me out there, I wish they would have thrown the towel in.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
If it was my son, I'd have thrown the towel in on the second round, knowing where that was going.
He was still fighting the second. But that fourth round was goddamn brutal.
He might have been fighting, but he wasn't. Dude.
Fourth round was brutal, and then
I could throw hands.
But when he started showboating there in the end of the fifth, he already knew he won. And he started showboating like he thinks he's the second coming of Muhammad Ali.
Well, when you start in between rounds looking at DC in the panel going,
I'm the
best boxer.
Yeah, and you're chirping. Yeah.
I didn't really appreciate that too much. But, I mean, you do what you do, man. I mean, they're in the heat of the moment. They're doing what they got to. Me as a competitor, you know, if I'm looking at a fight or whatever and that shit's going on, like, because he's sitting there talking to DC and those motherfuckers.
Yes.
Oh boy's still swinging. He ain't hitting shit but air.
Yes. I thought that was an absolute clinic by Max Holloway. There has to be a rematch between him and Volkanovski. There has to be. That fight has to get made.
Well, a lot of people think it was 1-1 with Volkanovski and Holloway. A lot of people think it was, I mean, any which way.
Do you think that he lost against Volkanovski?
I think he won the second one.
I didn't watch the first one. So I can't even comment on that.
I didn't either.
But
dude, that was fucking impressive. I was seriously impressed with Max Holloway. I was like, oh my god, that was.
But I mean, there was that fight where, and I may be mistaken, but I think it was Kevin Lee. No, where Khabib was talking to Dana White when he had that dude up against the fence, going, "You know, I deserve this. I need a title shot next." And like, you know, Khabib's talking to Dana White,
who's sitting there trying to watch the
right,
fight.
Trying to watch a fight, and he was like, "You know this, I deserve this." And it's like, so.
Oh, fuck, who was that? I know exactly who you're talking about. God damn it.
I don't think it was Kevin Lee. I might have misspoken.
It wasn't. It's not Kevin Lee. I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah.
But, I mean, you're talking about, you know, just like he was talking when he was sitting there grounding and pounding Conor McGregor, going, let's talk now.
Right.
What do you have to say now? And then the audio, you can barely hear it as he's peeling off of Conor McGregor. And then Conor's going, "It was just business."
It's all about the money.
Right.
You got to drum up.
But
all
to
that
a guy like
all that drum,
right?
Khabib, it's not.
Well, yeah.
You done talked all this shit, and now I got you up against the fence, and I'm pounding on you.
Speaking of McGregor.
Well, look, I would have lost the farm.
Dude, I told her, I'm like, dude, it's a good thing I don't have a sports betting app or a VPN because I would have put all my money on Dustin Poirier. I listened to him on this past weekend with Theo, and
he's
I'm like, Jesus,
he's not the
set.
Same fighter. He's not the same.
He's
fighter.
Not at all. I'm like, I would have bet the farm on Poirier, but I would have taken all that money that I won. And I would have bet Green Bay and the Bills and lost all my goddamn money.
So I got duped in with McGregor's last performance with Cowboy. Now, you know.
What was that a year ago?
Right. True. Yeah. True. But
it's like a year ago.
Right.
Like 4 days notice.
But you know, for Cowboy ex Bull Rider, I got some sympathy there. That's what they call him, Cowboy.
Okay.
Where Cowboy
comes from. So, you know, after the fight, when he said, "I just didn't want to be there," I'm going, "What do you mean, man? Like, as an ex Bull Rider Cowboy guy, like, you gotta show up no matter what."
Yeah.
And for him to have that mentality, I just didn't understand it, you know. So I'm going, well, maybe Gregor, you know, obviously maybe he's that intimidating. He can be, man. I mean, you look at their very first fight.
When I say nah, to me, I mean, yeah. You, him, yeah, probably. I mean, if Conor McGregor walked in here and really wanted to get it in, and we actually know his background, where he's from, and his capabilities, yeah, it'd be very fucking intimidating. But when I'm a world-class fighter just like you, I'm not necessarily all that intimidated anymore. Because if you're walking around, it's like
that's not
Tyson,
true.
It's like Tyson used to say, if you didn't walk into that fucking ring wanting to knock the other dude's head off, you're in the wrong fucking business, bro.
Yeah, but you can also Google Mike Tyson crying on Kevin Rooney's shoulder before a fight, where he's literally in tears and going, "I am fucking terrified before I walk in there."
Oh yeah.
But the difference between those two is Tyson is just an animal, right? Like, yeah, so when he gets in the ring, that goes away.
Also, when he was crying on that shoulder, he was what, 17, 18 years old? I'm sure now he's not crying on anybody's shoulder before he goes and gets in the fucking ring. He might still have butterflies in his stomach. He might still
have because he's on shrooms now. He's walking the yellow brick road all the way
all
to
day.
That. Yeah,
all day.
Now I'm curious. Like, are shrooms like a performance enhancing drug? Like, he gets in the ring, he's looking at tracers and shit. Woo, that's a pretty. Cut.
I don't know about that. Shrooms, you know,
so I don't know.
I have.
I'd love to. I would in a heart. I would do it right now if we had any.
Before we get too far off, so Dustin Poirier.
Yeah, love the guy.
Great fight.
Think he's awesome.
He's fantastic.
But yeah. I don't think that fucking McGregor wanted to be there.
That's a good point.
You might have a point.
Yeah. I think about three quarters into the first round, I started to see a difference.
Yeah. Because when he first came in, he was throwing hands, and he was like, here's an uppercut, here's a fucking punch, and then
about
three-quarters through the first round.
Did you notice the kicks?
Yeah.
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 And he didn't do shit.
McGregor was like, dude, that dude kicked my ass with those fucking kicks to the leg. Well, like, dude, my leg
was
dead.
McGregor knows how to fucking kick, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah.
He's a powerful fucking kicker.
But the problem is, the sport evolves so fast. So if you give an example, or I'll give an example. So the domination that Ronda Rousey had versus her loss versus Holly Holm.
Yep.
There was a significant difference in technique, whether like kickboxing, boxing. Ronda
also got taken off her game.
That's my point. Is that there was
she left what she was great at.
She was put against someone that had a lot more tools on their belt, you know what I mean? So I think everyone goes into Connor's fight. No one went in there going, I'm going to kick him in his leg. It's either I got to stay away from that left hand.
Yeah. And I got to get him in the deep water. I got to get him in at least the third round.
And
Poirier's game plan was just survive the first two rounds and we're golden. We'll outpoint him. Because Connor's known for gassing.
He doesn't have the lungs.
Right. He doesn't have the lungs, for sure.
But
I did not expect a goddamn knock. That shocked my ass.
Honestly, whenever he came out of that corner in that second round, I was like, he doesn't want to be here anymore. He's done with
it. It looked like a completely different guy than we've seen before.
Get out. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my opinion, yeah.
No.
I've seen him bob and weave those flurries like that Dustin was throwing at his head. A million fucking times. He doesn't get hit by that shit. And even when he gets them, it's just glancing. He's just...
Right.
He's got a chin. McGregor's not known for a fucking glass jaw. The dude can throw good hands.
Right.
And he's got a good fucking jaw. And that was the thing that I was looking at was, you know, Dustin Poirier, he's a banger. So those two dudes were going to get in the middle of that ring. They were going to bang it out. That's what they're going to do. Ain't no, there. Nobody's really trying to go to a ground and pound at that
point. I'm not going to lie to you. I had Dustin, but I had him on points. I had no idea of a knockout. I had him going. I had it going the full fucking either, but I thought,
I
way, and I thought Dustin would win on points.
I didn't think he was going to go the full.
Yeah.
The full fight. I thought it was either going to be McGregor pretty early.
It was either going to be McGregor like in the first round. Or it's going the distance, and
honestly,
Poirier's
he caught
winning
him.
On points.
McGregor caught him with an uppercut a couple times.
God damn it. Didn't
and
you
Dustin,
get that fight?
Yeah.
Why Dustin, are we not watching that fight right now?
Dustin's head bobbed pretty fucking hard. He was like, oh, shit. And
I
he,
mean,
he
first
at,
round.
Like, oh, I see you. I see you now. Like,
first round, it looked it was like, okay, McGregor's on track. He fast-paced. It looked that way, you know, and then –
shit turned sideways.
Yeah, then it started turning sideways and luck.
So when did it start turning sideways? In the first round?
Till end of the
towards
first
the end of the first round, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he was getting tired of getting kicked in the fucking leg. He was tired of fucking
well, that's what he said.
But here's
he straight said the same thing.
Here's the reason. Here's the main reason in my head I think that shit just kind of went the way that it went. McGregor, he got a taste of that boxing money.
Oh, yeah.
And they're talking about
well, it's more than that. Fight. It's fucking that's never gonna happen.
That's something that's legitimately
that's not gonna
in
happen.
The talks.
It's not gonna happen.
The only thing that stopped it the first time was Pacquiao didn't want to freaking, you know, go with the whole steroid testing and all that shit.
Well, that's but the only way Pacquiao gets around.
I don't
fuck
give a
off.
Fuck. I don't care if McGregor gets past it, says I'll get in the fucking ring with you. It doesn't matter. He's gonna lose. He's not a fucking boxer. He's a fighter. He's a street fighter. He does not fight boxing style. His hands are not fast enough to be in a boxing ring. He isn't disciplined enough to not
how
punch
big
somebody
is Pacquiao?
In the back of the head.
Oh, he
big
he,
enough to whoop McGregor's ass.
How big is he? 155?
Like 50 something years old.
Yeah, but again, you're
I
dealing with
smaller
you're,
than that.
You're dealing with two different styles. So like
he was Mayweather's. Pacquiao and Mayweather are the same weight class.
Yeah, but okay, so going back to Ronda Rousey. Going back to Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
She hadn't dealt with kicks
yeah,
when Holly Holm
yeah.
knocked her clean, smooth out, you know?
That's why I'm like, you're
but
getting
she,
off your game.
But she
fucking get to that
in.
Goddamn
I'm saying
grapple.
It evolved. Like, so what we saw what happened to Ronda Rousey in the beginning, you know, with Holly Holm, it's basically what happened with McGregor. McGregor, no one came at him with kicks. It was
no, everybody wanted to stand.
Yeah, either I'm going to stand, you
or
know.
Or Nurmagomedov that
yeah.
getting into the ground.
But, in, you know, even with Khabib or Habib, he did
Khabib
a pretty, yeah, whichever one you want to say, you know. you know, he did pretty good on the defensive, especially on that first round. You know, I mean, he's spinning around on one leg when he's got him. I mean, he if you look at it, he did a lot better than anyone really has. In the first couple rounds,
with
Habib, but you know Dustin introduced that calf kick, and it's like he was saying, and of course now, looking back at what he was saying, he was like, you know, you kick someone in the legs, or like the thigh, that swelling has somewhere to go,
oh, yeah.
But you kick them in the shin or in the calf, there's not much muscle there that can that swelling stays there. It gets very tender. It's like you remember that fight with the Joanna Jones Jacek?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where she looked like her forehead was
about to explode.
Yeah, it was like 12 inches, you know, from the forehead bone. You know what I mean? Seriously, she just swollen up.
That was some hamburger shit.
But then, you look at like a couple days later, she does an interview and she's like, she's literally black and blue from the top of her eyelids all the way down to the bottom of her chest. In, was it Brendan Schaub? He said, look, well, he said it best. He was like, well, that swelling and that has somewhere to go, so it went down. That's why on the top of her breast, it was still so, it was black and blue because that's where that blood went down.
Yeah, that's where.
But when you're dealing with getting kicked in the calf, in the shin, that's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take an ad break right now.